Remember everything I taught you, and you'll be fine. Okay? Here we go. Ready? Set?
Wait, this seat is really uncomfortable. Okay, maybe before we start, we should just get another one. Perhaps like an airplane seat or a beanbag chair.
Baby, you can't get out of this. Okay, you have to learn how to ride a bike.
Why? Why do I have to learn?
Well, in case of an emergency.
What kind of emergency?
Well, what if a man comes along and puts a gun to your head and says, "You ride this bike or I'll shoot you."
Okay, I would ring the bell to distract him, and then I would knock the gun out of his hand with a Chinese throwing star.
Okay, Phoebe, just get on the bike, and hey, I'll hold you up and push you, okay?
You won't let go.
No.
Swear?
I swear.
Okay.
Come on. All right, okay. Here we go. All right. Good.
Well.
All right, try pedaling.
Okay.
That's it. You're doing great. You're okay. Doing great. Yes, yes, yes. Take control. Yes.
Whee!
Yes.
Hey. Oh, 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 no! You swore!
I just thought you were doing so well.
I am shocked. Shocked!
It's a legitimate learning technique. Wow. Hey, there's some people outside asking about candy.
Well, they're just gonna have to wait, aren't they? I only got two hands.
Need some help?
No, you don't know the system. Don't need nobody messing with the system.
By the way, the week before your wedding, you may not see a lot of me.
Oh, hello, liar.
Look, I'm really sorry I let go of the bike.
I could have been killed, I hope you know.
I know. But can we please try it again, huh? I mean, you were so close, Phoebe.
Well, I would love to, but the bike got stolen and the police have no suspects.
Phoebe.
What? What the hell?
All right, you know what? If you are not going to learn how to ride this bike, then I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to take it back.
What? Why?
Because. It's... It'd be like you having this guitar and never playing it. Okay, this guitar wants to be played. And this bike wants to be ridden, and if you don't ride it, you're killing its spirit. The bike is dying.
All right. If you care enough to make up that load of crap, okay.
Great. You're making the bike very happy.
Okay, Ross.
Please don't die.
Okay, I think we can get the evaluation back before they see it, but we're going to have to get into Mr. Zellner's office. Now, he doesn't get in until 10, so he's no problem. But his assistant, Betty, she comes in early to eat her breakfast at her desk.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, well, Betty's kind of sad. Which is why I believe I can lure her away with these chocolates. Now, while I distract her, you go in the office.
Got it.
Let's roll.
Hello, Rachel. You got a minute?
Yeah, sure. Mr. Zellner, for you, anything, a minute. Okay. Abort the plan, abort the plan.
Actually, I'd like to speak to both of you.
Okay. Well, can we get you anything, Mr. Zellner? Maybe some chocolates?
No, thanks, but I'll give these to Betty. So I read your evaluation of Tag. Or, to use his full name, tag Sweet Cheeks Jones? Something going on with you two?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if there was? I mean, what would happen exactly?
Well, I'd be forced to file a report. I'd have to consult with the legal department. And your future at the company would be in jeopardy.
Well,
Mr. Zellner, I'm the one who filled in that evaluation.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I thought it would be funny.
You wrote that you have a cute tushy.
Yes. I have a weird sense of humor. And I'm kind of strangely proud of my butt.
It's kind of a risky joke, Tag. And what is this drawing? I can't figure out what this is.
I'm looking at it upside down. You know what? Doesn't matter.
Hey, it's not like I don't have a sense of humor, huh? Hell, I even enjoy a naughty limerick every now and then. But there's a time and a place, huh? Mm. Unless you have a limerick right now. No? Okay. Well, you've got my fax number.
Mm. Can't believe you did that. That was really sweet.
Don't worry about it.
No, you could have lost your job.
Are you kidding me? With a cute butt like this, I'd find work.
Thank you. You're great.
You know what?
What?
I feel great. In fact, what?
It took me so long to get that desk organized. There it is.
What is going on?
We're waiting for the candy. Bring out the candy!
Yeah, lady, give us candy!
Joey?
What's up, buddy?
What are you doing?
Bringing the candy.
Get in here. Hey, and you cannot smoke in here.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, guys, the candy is coming. I just need another 15 minutes for the chocolate to cool.
All right, everybody, just be quiet. Pipe down. What is the matter with you people? This woman was trying to do a nice thing for you. She was making candy so she could try to get to know all of you. And I'll bet that not one of you can tell me her name. Am I right?
Candy lady?
Candy lady?
And we know it. We have candy.
Forget it. You've ruined it. Go home. You've ruined it.
That's why I ruined you guys. Ruined everything. You ruined it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you smoke?
No. Smokes a lot, lady. Blew smoke directly into my mouth. Are you okay?
I'm fine now, but it was really scary there for a while. I mean, someone slipped a threatening note under the door.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Mob mentality or whatever.
I can't believe it. I did it. I rode a bike. I never thought I'd be able to do that. Thank you, Ross.
Oh, hey, don't thank me. Thank yourself. You're the one who faced your fears and ultimately overcame them.
Don't be so corny, Ross. It's not an after-school special.